5 o'clock hour of a beautiful Wednesday afternoon. Broadcasting from the Interstate Battery Studios, I'm Jim Fisher, and I get to welcome to the microphone a brand new political party and that party's representative. Let me welcome Mr. Jesse Anderson from LeClaire to Talk Radio. Jesse, good afternoon.
How's it going, Jim? Thanks for having me.
You and John Riley and John Green are the candidates for Scott County Board of Supervisors running as a team, as a party. You're the Iowans for Accountability.
That's correct.
Well, first, why don't you introduce Jesse Anderson from LeClaire?
Sure. Well, my name's Jesse Anderson, 28 years old, first time ever running for office of any kind. Did go to Augustana College, got a Bachelor of Arts in Political Science, Public Administration. So I've always kind of had an affinity for our government and understanding what impact it has on our lives. And lately, I guess I think there's a lot of people that have felt a little fire under their toes and have decided to step up and start to get a little bit more active in the process.
What made you folks decide to form Iowans for Accountability? You'd be on the ballot as IFA, the Iowans for Accountability Party. What made you decide to form it?
Well, I think that what we've focused on and where we see change needing the most attention is at home. We feel that that's where change starts. D.C. is a madhouse right now. I mean, what's going on in Washington? You know, you don't know Republicans from Democrats. You don't know what the future holds. There's a lot of uncertainty on the horizon. And we thought if we could get together and start to have an impact on local politics, focusing on our school board, city councils, sheriff, aldermen, mayors, those types of things, we feel that we can actually make the change that we're yearning and that our voice might actually be heard.
You're hoping to be not just on this ballot, but on the one in 2012 and the one in 2014.
That's correct. We organized back in August, filed under Iowa code. We're a non-party political organization, and we held a convention which was represented by at least one person from over half the precincts in Scott County. And we decided to jump into the county supervisor race because we feel that it encompasses a lot of the issues that we see fall under their jurisdiction, some of the bigger pressing issues to the county right now, 20% increase in property taxes. But definitely in the future going forward, we'd like to see people step up, join our group. Iowans for Accountability, the name says it all. It's focused on Iowans. It's not focused on partisanship. It's not focused on parties. It's not focused on Washington, just Iowa. And the accountability process, holding our representatives accountable. So we'd like to see other people step up in the future, and we'll put our resources and our expertise and knowledge that we have, the information that we've gained from talking to city employees, researching the law, our Constitution.
That's a strange word. Well, Jesse, you sent me over some numbers, and I used one of these early in the afternoon when I was talking about you coming in here. He sent over, in the last 10 years, the population of Scott County has grown 5%. Annual taxes collected have ballooned 76%. Expenditures have grown 59% since 2000 to over $70 million for Scott County Board of Supervisors.
That's correct. I was looking at these statistics the other day, and I was just thinking to myself, trying to be really logical about it, as these expenditures grow, and they're ballooning. I mean, those are big numbers. As these expenditures grow, you know, I got to ask people, in 10 years, expenditures on the county level have grown 59%. Do you think your salary is going to increase 59% over the next 10 years? You know, at some point in time, these numbers are going to start catching up to us.
They already have.
They already
if
have,
If you went
certainly.
Back 20 years, and we took what the county budget was 20 years ago or 30 years ago, you're talking way over 100%.
Right. And inflation plays a little bit in that. You know, some of the critics might look at it and say, well, there's inflation, but it pales in comparison to the growth. And really what we're looking at is, we want to know the reason why the government's growing. And as we look into it, we see that it deals a lot with grant money. It seems that we're drunk on spending. We forget that grant money that comes into the county is taxpayer dollars. We feel that a lot of times the money is spent irresponsibly, inefficiently. I've heard people on the board, or I've read in their questionnaires that they've responded to in some of the local papers, that you know, essentially it seems like their concept of fiscal responsibility is just being able to pay the bill. Well, you can raise the taxpayers, you can raise the taxes, collect more revenue, and pay the bill. That's not fiscal responsibility. Fiscal responsibility is spending wisely. You know, what are we getting for what we're putting in to the into the government? And some of the, you know, some of the things that we've found are just downright scary. We've looked heavily into this new Sec 911 project. A lot of people that we talk to in the community don't even know what that project is. But essentially, it's been in the works for 3 or 4 years. And in the Quad City Times back in 2007, this Sec 911, which is a new emergency communication center that's going up here in Davenport, there was a quote in the Quad City Times back in May of 07, and it said, this is an exciting new venture for our community and will provide savings for all taxpayers. We fast forward now to 2010, and next year, a lot of people don't know this. Some people don't even want to believe it because it's such a shocking number. Property taxes are going up in Scott County nearly 20% next year.
Why? Sec 911.
Because of this one project.
Well, I'll tell you what, let me break here.
Sure.
And we'll spend a little time on emergency dispatching.
Okay.
Because this is one of the things that Iowans for Accountability is in here talking about. That you hear a promise from Republicans and Democrats alike.
Correct.
This is Scott County Board of Supervisors. You heard a promise about how much a new emergency dispatching center was going to cost. And then the reality comes along 3 years later and 4 years later, and we'll get some details on this. Again, Jesse Anderson's spending his half hour with us, and I do want to take a minute here to talk to the, you just mentioned he was 28, to the 28-year-old drivers. I remember being 28. You remember bending up that car that you bought? Well, for the hour or so of daylight we have left, sunshine. 51 tomorrow afternoon. We had a high today of 59 here at WOC. It's 52 right now. Bundle up warmly when you go outside. No rain for a couple of days. We're spending a half hour here. This is the week before the election. I'm bringing in a number of guests this week who are politically oriented, I guess you'd say. Jesse Anderson is here for an hour with Iowans for Accountability. There's a slate of three candidates running for the Scott County Board, Jesse Anderson, John Riley, and John Green. And what Jesse is doing is explaining here in the first segment how Iowans for Accountability, a new political party, was formed. And he's saying he hopes to be here for the next few election cycles. Now, the dispatching center. You quoted the Quad City Times back in 2007 about how cheap this was going to be.
Yeah.
And now you're saying, look out next year. What are you using for the 20% increase in taxes next year?
Well, I'm saying look out. You know, I want to say, too, that we're not putting all of our eggs in one basket. But this Sec 911 project has grown to the second largest budget item for the county. When they did a study.
This is two cops talking to each other. Second largest budget item.
Yeah. Dispatching.
I mean, roads, everything else, second largest budget item.
Right. That's correct.
Two cops talking to each other.
Correct. And they, you know, when they sold the idea to us, you know, they had a study done, and you know, we heard things like it was going to save taxpayers $4.6 million over 20 years, increase service, all right, but at what cost? You know, they talked about a 6,000 square foot building, 55 dispatchers, 600 to 700 new radios.
Now, did they think about iPhones?
I don't know. There's a lot of technology out there. I don't know who was
the
salesman.
How about a BlackBerry? I mean,
good.
Even Obama has a BlackBerry. They could use BlackBerries. We could give every cop a BlackBerry.
Well, it's funny you bring that up, too. The radios alone ended up costing $7 million. They went to
You could buy a lot of iPhones for $7
million. Yes, you could. They went to a new style of radio, and we've even heard from first responders, because we're not trying to be a, you know, a stick in the mud necessarily. We're trying to get facts. We're trying to find out what's actually going down here. And some of the folks say that they don't even like the radios. These are $5,000 a piece. They ended up buying over 1,400 of them. And these things, you can call China with them. And they talked about, we've even heard that the...
Are these the same ones the military's using in Afghanistan that don't work in the mountains?
Probably. We've heard that some of the first responders, one of the reasons they don't like them is because they don't work inside of some of the larger steel structures.
I know.
Yeah, so tell
that
to a firefighter who's in a building that's burning down and he can't, you know, for a $5,000 piece of equipment, he can't call his team.
But I can walk in with my iWireless phone on that same building and it works.
Absolutely. But we've,
why didn't we buy iWireless?
That's a good question. We do have some questions on some of the, some of the purchases, and we have been asking, we've been sending a lot of questions to the county, trying to get answers and have some of these, you know, some of these pressing questions answered. But just on the face of it, you know, 27,000 square foot building now. We took out $28 million in debt, and this wasn't even something that was possible.
That's $40 million to pay back.
Yeah, this wasn't even possible back in 2007. There was actually some new legislation that was signed in by Chet Culver. And it allowed for these 2080 intergovernmental organizations. And we hopped right on the bandwagon. We formed one of these. We used to have caps on how much property taxes could go up for some of these things. Guess what? That's gone. Not only that, but one of our issues is that the board is relinquishing power. We started this new organization that's a taxing authority. So they can, you know, they can increase your taxes
without asking you.
Without asking us, and there's no recourse. They're not elected. They're not elected officials. One of the things that we'd like to propose is that the board take some power back with that and have some veto power.
Well, you remember those big salary savings they were talking about with consolidated dispatching? That means you put it all in one place. Anything about the salary savings?
You know, I haven't seen a whole lot on the salaries, but they have added, you know, it went from 55 employees up to 70 some now.
That took care of the salary savings, didn't it?
That's right. And let people know too, the place hasn't
I don't ask questions I don't know the answers to.
the place hasn't even opened yet. There are operating expenses that we haven't even got to look into. We know that there's these 1400 radios, there's a $28 a month service a tower fee just for each one of them.
We could have put the computers in the county deputy squad cars. We could have used laptops and Wi-Fi.
Right. Well, I think that's one of the questions.
Wouldn't have cost us $40 million either.
We are not speaking out in opposition to the idea of consolidation even. I think, you know, we would have to go back and put ourselves in that position and see the issue that was brought forward. But we think that the way that it was handled and the way that it's been executed has been poor. And we feel that the bureaucracy is just, it's starting to become part of the DNA of the board and the county. They just want to spend as much as they can, grow government, relinquish power. And where does that leave the taxpayer? You know, shouldn't we have a say? I feel that we should be steering the ship, you know, and they should be working for us, and the county administrators should be working for them, and you know, devil's in the details, but it seems like it's the other way around. I've read terminology.
Well, Jesse, give me a minute here. I got like a minute and a half left. Give me a minute. Why people listening should vote for Iowans for Accountability, political party, you're on the ballot. It's John Riley, John Green, and Jesse Anderson you're listening to. Why should they vote for you?
Sure. Well, we want to, for years, we feel that the board has avoided scrutiny, that they've surrendered authority, that they've grown government. And if you go to their website, you'll see that it's right there. The numbers are clear as day. We want to advocate scrutiny. We want to invite people to meetings. We want to get more input from the taxpayers and the citizens. We want to reprioritize to have our priorities meet the priorities of the people of Scott County. We don't feel as though we should have to sell them anything. We shouldn't have to engage the community in anything. They should be engaging us, and we should be our marching orders should be what the highest priority is of the day. So you've got to ask yourself, you know, what's your number one priority, and is that what they're addressing right now?
Well, Jesse, let me thank you very much for coming in here. I appreciate the conversation here for a half hour. Gives me a half hour's rest. And, we'll see you folks tomorrow afternoon for the next edition of Talk Radio.